His meditations are interrupted only by the faint sound of the Concord bell, a melody, as it were, imported into the wilderness, at a distance over the woods that the sound acquires, a certain vibratory hum as if the pine needles in the horizon were the strings of a harp that it swept. A vibration of the universal lyre, just as the intervening atmosphere makes a distant ridge of earth, interesting to the eyes by the azure tint it imparts.